Oh, thank you very much. We've just got back to the training ground now, and it's been a little bit emotional, but it's been very much worth it. It's been a great season from everybody at the club, and the dream of being promoted actually achieved now. So we're going to enjoy it tonight.
I bet you will. I mean, when you do your job like you did at lunchtime today, and you can just sit back to a certain extent, you've put pressure on. How closely were you paying attention to what was happening at Rotherham and Fulham?
We had our spies making sure the scores were coming through, but generally the lads were playing cards, listening to music, you know, the normal stuff. And thankfully, as we pulled into the gates, we've heard the final results come in. So as you can imagine, it was a little bit wild on the bus. So it was good.
Yes. What's been the secret this season? Because, I mean, it's been well documented. There's been changes when it comes to the technical area with the number of managers. You yourself always come across as a very unflappable character. Is the sort of character of the players, has that been really important this year?
It's just definitely been a case of, we had a good season 2 years ago, which obviously ended in failure at Wembley.
Yep.
Last season was obviously a bit of a dud. But this season, literally from day one of pre-season, the end goal has been to be in the top two. And nobody has shied away from that. So we're now, had a good belief from the start of the season, and we've managed to see it through. So now I'm buzzing, the lads are buzzing, and, you know, it's not just the players. You got to remember, when people go, it's not just the players that do a lot of work. There's a lot of media guys, a lot of physios, kit men, the staff here that service the food. Everyone's here at the moment. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be at the moment.
I mean, you know the club. I mean, obviously you captain the side on the pitch, but it's a club that has a sort of quite close-knit family feel about it, doesn't it? And that's an important to everyone, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously since Mr. Potso has come in, we've all grown together. So over the last 3 years, it's been a slow progression. And I think this year was definitely the year for that to happen.
And yourself, you lead from the front, not just do you wear the captain's armband, but again, is this what, 3 seasons? You've got 20-plus goals?
Yeah, so I've got 20, 25 and 21 at the moment with a game left, so I try and catch, get 25 again, otherwise the lads will be complaining that I've took it easy this season. So it's been good fun. Also, one thing, if you don't mind me mentioning it, we didn't mention the fans again. All season they've been top draw, but I think today sold out again, 3,000, and it was... Top draw, so that was just a quick mention from that, we really appreciate it, and hopefully they're enjoying it as much as us.
And what sort of inspiration do the fans provide you with?
I think if anyone watched the game today, if you see we're going away from home in a high pressure game where we have to win, and you can hear the fans right from the start, as you can hear, some people are a little bit excited. So the fans have really been, you know, with us, and we played Derby away a few weeks back, and we're down to 10 men, and they just sang the whole second half. And it, obviously, you don't want to let them guys down if they're doing all that. So, obviously, thankfully, we've managed to do the job, and it's been good.
And you mentioned a couple of years ago, and the drama at the end of the season 2 years ago, you know, for Watford, and it didn't actually in the end work out as you'd like it. Mm-hmm. How much can you enjoy next Saturday? Because you can just sit back, and you're going for the. Championship title, aren't you? Going for the Football League trophy. That's what you're aiming for next week.
We'll enjoy the next 2 days, and then after that, I want the title. I'm not one of those guys that settles over promoted. I don't care if we come second. I will make sure that my team's ready to go win it. And without being disrespectful to any of the other teams, I feel that we deserve it. Obviously, as you said, we've had four managers this season, a lot of turmoil, a lot of changes. But as a group, we've worked hard every single day. So. Now we want to go win the title, and obviously that's something that, you know, people can't take away from me. It'd be nice to be in the house.
What influence has Slaviša Jokanović had, though? Because he did come in, as you say, it was a rather flux situation. How has his character had a help?
He's been solid. He's been solid, and I think, again, if anyone watched the game today, the best thing for me is he's not scared to make changes. He doesn't care what your name is or what you've done before him. It's literally based on what you do week to week. And we made a change today. We brought a Scotland international off after, I think, 35 minutes because we realised the formation we started with wasn't working. And he changed it, and hopefully we went on to get the win, so he has to take back his credit for that.
And what does it mean to you to be the captain of this side, taking them into the Premier League, Troy?
No joke. Like, I haven't cried in about 5 years, but I was crying today. it's been a massive turnaround personally, and obviously to be with a group of lads that have got absolute respect for me, and vice versa, it's just worked out to be perfect. And this is the first time I've cried in like 5 years, so very happy, very proud, and you know, it's on to next week now, and make sure that we win the league.